This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The Coventry Resource Centre for the Blind is an organisation providing practical, emotional and social support to blind and partially sighted adults across the area. Recently, they have set up a series of satellite groups for people living with sight loss, and Chris Norman, their Service Development Officer, and Kudi Santana, Community Outreach Officer, join us now to tell us a little bit more. Lovely speaking with you both today.
Hello, lovely to speak to you too.
Hello, thank you.
Well, let's chat a little bit about these new groups. Why did you decide to set them up?
The groups have been running since March this year, and the reason why we have decided to set up the groups is basically to support people who are currently out in the community and unable to access the mainstream services that we provide here at the Resource Centre. I am the Community Outreach Officer for CRCB, and my job is to be out in the community in four key areas of the borough, just to provide outreach support for people with sight loss. So if they need practical help and support, if they need daily living aid, if they need to access help with utility bills, contacting main services and the sight loss is getting in the way, then our job is to be able to help them out in the community, because sometimes when you are visually impaired or partially sighted, you can't always get onto the centre to access mainstream services. So for that reason, we have decided that it would be best to be out in the community. I have a community outreach officer that would then help people who are partially sighted in the community.
We're kind of on the edge of the city, aren't we? So for a lot of people, it's quite a long drive over to where we are. So it was decided that actually having people out in the community would reach people more quickly.
Yes, absolutely. And we currently have four groups. They are based in Beenleigh William Hall, and that is at the John White Community Centre. We also have another one at Hullbrooks Community Centre. We have the Belgreen Community Centre and the one at Cunley Community Centre. So just try to cover those four areas of the city in terms of outreach service. At the same time, if people are unable to attend the outreach groups, they can always give us a call, and in some cases, we're happy to do home visits.
Oh, that must be really helpful, especially if you are struggling to kind of get out and about and just travel anywhere further. Chris, what is your role with the organization? How are you involved in supporting the setup of these groups?
So I would sort of describe my role very briefly. If it's a service we offer or a volunteer that helps us with the service, then it's something that I pay attention to. So I went out with Kudi once, because I'm blind myself, just to talk about technology. It's been Kudi's brainchild, really. I just support.
Kudi, you said you've been running these groups since March, so quite a little while now. So what would you say would be the highlight for you personally from all of these instances of meeting with people in the community? Is there a highlight that comes to your mind?
Yes, you know, as we've said, help people out in the community. And sometimes service users would say, for instance, at William Hall Beenleigh group, where in order for them to get here to the centre to access a service, they would need to get onto two buses. So having that service in the local area makes a great difference. And the way these groups are structured is like we would have 45 minutes over a set topic that we will talk about, and then we'll have a break, and then the second half. So it's basically, it's a 2-hour support group where people can come to and just access help and support. And the highlight has definitely been being able to provide that network where people can go to and talk to others that are going through similar issues. And the tendency seems to be just to exchange tips and have information. Say, for instance, if you're struggling with a particular issue, then there's someone that's already gone through that stage and it can tell you how to go through it. The workshop back in May, we were talking about assistive technology and we're just getting tips out of each other onto, what helps you best, even just navigating the bus system. Sometimes the voice activation might not be on and you need to get off at a particular a bus stop and you can't do it. So the highlight is just being able to help and support people that need help. And it's important to also mention the challenges is that we have this great service out there. It's 2 hours of support, and we need to grow those groups. We know there are loads of people out there that could potentially need help and support, and we're there in the community, but we need to get people to attend those services because otherwise, they might just be discontinued or they'll stop existing. So whilst they're there, it is important that the word is spread and say if people have issues with benefits, utility, welfare, they need advice and support on where or how to access services, that they do attend those services. Spread out the message and tell people that these groups actually exist, and that is the reason why we're needing your help as well.
Just to kind of highlight the important work you're doing there. So, how often do these groups meet?
We meet once a month, but at the same time, if there are other issues that the service user might need additional sessions, then they're always either welcome to come into the centre or we'll do the outreach visit.
Fantastic. And if someone's listening, they're in the area and they're like, oh, that group sounds amazing. How do they get in touch with you to find out a bit more?
They can call our switchboard, ask to speak to Cody or Chris. The contact number is 02476 717 522, or they can just drop into one of the sessions. It doesn't need booking or anything. We normally have the first, second, and third Tuesday or Wednesday of every month. It's just a matter of giving us a call and finding out when the next support group in your area will be. And that's just it.
So obviously we talked a lot about the satellite groups, but your resource center also offers a lot of things. So Chris, would you mind telling us just maybe a little bit about what you can help organize, what you offer?
Absolutely. So we've got mainly groups is what we do. So we have lots of groups. They're usually 2 hours long, and we do everything from we've got a craft group, we teach Braille, we've got music group, we've got creative reading and writing. Honestly, we've got loads of stuff. If you're interested in coming to our things, it's worth just giving us a ring to ask what we do. People who come in for the first time tend to sit down with our CEO and have a chat, and he runs through the sorts of things we do. A lot of people's first question is, oh, it's kind of hard to get there on the bus. So actually we offer a minibus service that people, will pick people up from their homes, bring them into the centre and then take them back home again. So that's something we offer as well if people need more help getting in.
Brilliant. Well, Chris, Cudi, it's been lovely speaking with you today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you
Thank
so much for
you.
having us. Lovely to meet you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.